Moshe Rabbeinu responds to Korach v'Adasa, and the pasuk says in the beginning of Sheni, "Va'yichal Moshe Ma'od." Moshe was very angry. "Va'yomer L'Hashem Al Tefen El Min Chasam Lo Chamor Echad Mehem L'Nasasi." I didn't take anyone's donkey. "V'Lo Harei Osi Es Echad Mehem." So I pointed to a very lengthy essay in a sefer printed in Italy about 200 years ago by the name of Ole Yehuda, not Yehuda, but Yehuda with an Aleph, which was quoted by an article in this Gilyon Neveh Heichal from 2 years ago, which is a nice analysis of Halachic Parsha and the Sedra from Bnei Brak. So in the Sefer on Parshas Korach, this Ole Yehuda, he asks, why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, Lo Chamor Echad Mehem Nasasi? Should have just said, Lo Chamor Mehem Nasasi. What's the additional echad? So he uses this as a springboard for a major analysis based on the parallels we have between Moshe's reflection over here and the conversation between Shmuel and Klal Yisrael in the Haftorah for Parshat Korach from Shmuel Aleph, Perakid Aleph, Perakid Beis. So Shmuel Rabbeinu Shmuel Hanavi, in a very similar response to that of Moshe Rabbeinu here when he's complaining to Bnei Yisrael about their insistence on appointing a king. So can say, beginning of Parakid Beis of Shmuel Aleph, "Hineni anu vi neged Hashem v'neged mishicho, eshur mi lakachti v'chamor mi lakachti." Did I take anyone's ox, anyone's donkey? "Yes, mi ashakti v'esmi ratzosi v'miyad mi lakachti chofer v'alimei naibo v'asim lachem." And Klal Yisrael respond, "Vayomru lo ashaktanu v'lo ratzasanu v'lo lakachta miyad ishmu." You didn't take anything from anyone. And Shmuel says, "Vayomer alehem eid Hashem b'chem ve'ein mishicho hayom hazeh ki lo mitzasam yadim u'ma v'yomer eid." So what was this conversation between Shmuel and Bnei Yisrael? Why was Shmuel so insistent on a response? And they respond that, "No, you didn't do anything wrong." And then Shmuel says, "Eid Hashem b'chem ve'ein mishicho hayom hazeh." So what's this all about? So he suggests, in order to understand this, and then to go back to Parshas Korach, we have to look at a din that is based on a Mishnah in Bechoros that we have in Shulchan Aruch of Hanotel Schar Ladin. So the Mishnah says in Bechoros and Daf Kaftesim and Aleph, you have it on the first page of the handout, Hanotel Schar or Schar Ladin Dina Betalim. If a Dayan gets paid for rendering a din, then the din is batel. Lahaid Eidosa Betalin. If an aid is paid for saying Eidos, then the Eidos is batel. And then the Mishnah has other similar things where if you get paid to perform a mitzvah, that is the mitzvah that you perform or the act that you do is ineffective. What's this based on? It says, "Manani mile, Am Rav Yehuda Marav, Damar Kra, Re'eli Manati Aschem, Chukim Meshvatim, Ma'ani Bechinam, Afatam Bechinam." So just like Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches us Torah Bechinam, so too, we're supposed to perform these mitzvahs to render a din, to say Eidos Bechinam. Okay, take a look at the Ramban, Kiddushi Ramban, in the end of the second paragraph of Kiddushi, Daf Memches Amud Beis, where the Gemara is just in as well, of Anotel Schar Ladin. So the last piece here in the Ramban, the second paragraph of Kiddushi, Ramban writes, "Hadet Tanan, Hanotel Schar Ladin, Dina Betalin, L'Hadet Dusa Betalin, Kol Dina Kamar." It doesn't just mean, "V'lo Zeb Bilvad Ka'amr Shanotel Schar." It doesn't just mean if I know that he got paid for this din Torah, then the din of this din Torah is batel. It means once I know that he was paid for one din Torah, then all the din of Torah ever sat on, all the din he's involved in, are pasul, are batel. Umishamachi lo sani ein dino din. It doesn't say hanotel schar ladun ein dino din. It says hanotel schar ladun is dina betelim. All his dinam are batel, not just this din. All his dinam are batel. Then the Ramban goes on to say, it's a little bit more explicit in the Ramban in Bechoros on the Ma'arid al-Ghazi. So the Ramban says there in Bechoros that it is true that if you're able to ascertain that in a given din Torah, this dayan did not get paid, so then that particular din where you know for a fact he didn't get paid would be kasher, but because he lost his cheskes kasher, so to speak, by being notel schar for some other din, so the presumption is that he was notel schar for many dinim, and unless you know for a fact that in this particular din Torah wasn't notel schar, then you have to assume that the din is batel. The Rosh there in the end of the fourth parak in Bechoros says, mistaber like that, comment to the Ramban, in theory, if you could ascertain that in a particular dintari was an otel sar, so then that would be kosher. But he says, mistaber, that it's very difficult to have such a chacha because you need edus, and how likely is it that you're going to have proper edus to come and say that he was an otel sar for given din? How do you know what happened behind closed doors? So theoretically that should be true, but the rest says, as a practical matter, it's almost impossible that you could ascertain with certainty that this Dayan, who we know on some occasions is Notel Skar Ladan, was not Notel Skar in a particular case. Okay, so with this Hakdama, let's go back to the Psukim in Shmuel Aleph. The Ole Yehuda makes the following suggestion. So Shmuel is saying to Klal Yisrael, "As shor mi lakachti v'chamor mi lakachti, is there any claim that I ever took a single shor, a single chamor in payment for din Torah? Because if that was the case, if I ever was notel schar once, then that would cast dispersions on all the dinei Torah I ever sat on." So to that, Klal Yisrael respond, "Lo ashta tanu lo rishis hanu, never happened." No, there wasn't a single thing that you ever took from anyone in payment for din Torah. Aye, but we still have the concern of the Rush that, okay, these people say that they never took anything. How do we know that there wasn't someone else that he took from that we couldn't, we could say Eidos, that, that he definitely didn't take anything in any given case? So then, that's why Shmuel insists, so, yeah, you can't have two Edim testify, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Eid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's testifying, Ki lo mitzasim biyadim u'ma v'yom reiz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's testifying that there's absolutely no situation in which Shmuel was not told anything in exchange for the din. And then he says, that also explains what the Pasuk says earlier. Shmuel says, "V'ani hisalachti lifnechem minurai ad hayom hazeh," that I was walking in front of you, literally, from my youth until this very day. So why does Shmuel need to stress "V'ani hisalachti lifnechem minurai ad hayom hazeh"? Sorry.
Yeah.
So suggest the sefer. He points out there's a Tosus Yontiv in Hilchos Gittin. Tosus Yontiv related to Hilchos Gittin. Tosus Yontiv on the Mishnah is the Mishnah here in Bukharos, related to the following issue. And you forgot to put this on the Mar Mekomos, but in the Seder Haget, the very end of Hilchos Gittin in Ebenezer, in Shulchan Aruch, they print the Seder Haget, the how-to guide to the Mesader Haget. So the Ramah, in the beginning of Seder Get Seif Dal, it's printed after Simon Kufna Dalet and Ebenezer. So the Mechaber writes in the Seder Get over here. Sorry, it's not the Mechaber, it's the Seder Get the Marie Margolis, which the Ramaz comments on. It says, "Im a sofer o a chacham a mesader haget nolim schar har be yosim mikadei batala." So let's say the sofer, the mesader gitin, the mesader haget, take more than schar batala. So we'll see that one of the ways out of the problem of Notel Schar Ladan is the Gemara says you are allowed to take Schar Batala, you can take the money that you would have gotten paid for other work you would have done during the time that you're sitting at the Din Torah, fine. So it says over here in the Seder again that if you take more than a reasonable Schar Batala, that's a problem. And then he quotes the Bar Tanur and the Perish HaMishnayis there in that Mishnah Bukharos, who rails against the Rabban Misadri Haget who take Yosem Schar Batala, fine. Now the Ramah says over here, "V'lo nagu kamoso." The minhag is that we're not so makbid about counting the pennies that you pay the sofer, the mesader haget. Gam time in a klum. Hiyum adam adar v'zel amash amra anota skar ladin dina b'telin. The Bar Tanura says this is also an application of anota skar ladin. If the mesader gittin is going to get paid, that's a violation of anota skar ladin. Then a riot. He see there again, ain't a din el limud b'am. It's like limud haTorah. It's not really din. So the Tosfos Yontiv isn't bothered by a Mesader Haget getting paid, even if it's more than the technical Shchar Batala. So he points out over here that along the lines of this Tosas Yontiv, so just like the Tosas Yontiv says that there's no problem of the Misadar Gittin getting paid because he's not really getting paid for din, so the same thing's true by an aid. So I know till Skar Lahai, the second din of the Mishnah, is also a Dusa Batalin, so an aid is not allowed to get paid for his aidus. So he quotes here from the Chuvah Sarashva, that the Beis Yosef quotes in Simon Kafkas and Hilchas Eidus and Choshe Mishpat, that din, that an aid is not allowed to get paid for his aidus, that's only true in a situation where the aid was already in a position where he had to say Eidus. And Loya given a Savano that he saw something and he had a Chiyuv to come to Bezin to testify about what he saw. But if you're seeking out an aid to function, let's say as an aid on a get, so it's not that he has a responsibility to come to Bezin to say Eidus, you're looking for someone to function as an aid for a get. So that, he quotes in Chuvah Sarashva, there's no problem of an aid getting paid to be an aid on a get, because it's not that he has an eidos that he's responsible to come and testify about. He's serving as a functionary. So what is he getting paid there for? Says the Rashi, he's not getting paid for the eidos per se. He's getting paid for the skar halicha, for walking, for the travel to function as an aid for the get. So maybe that's what Shmuel Hanavi is saying here as well. That I was minorai ad yom hazeh misalech lefnechem, and he's alachti lefnechem minorai ad hayom hazeh. So even if you were to claim that I ever would have gotten paid for anything, that only is schar halicha, because I didn't sit in my office all day, and that's how the contrast between Shmuel and his sons, that he did the whole circuit. He was a real circuit judge. He went around the country to judge. So he did the hakafas himself. So that's what he's saying, that maybe even if you have such a taina, but any scar would have only been scar halicha and not a scar for the actual din. That's what he suggests. Then he comes back to Korach, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying as well. Lo chamor echad meham nasasi, if it would have been even a single donkey, that would have potentially cast aspersions on the status of all the Dinei Torah that Moshe was done. So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, didn't happen at all. Lo chamor echad meham nasasi, and no one could have any tainas that he was notel skar ladun, that would be Din of the Talon. That is this appearance of Shulchan Aruch. So if you look in the beginning of Siman Tes in Choshe Mishpat, there are what seems to be two related halachas. Sif Aleph is a din of Shochat. Simitai Sif Aleph, Ma'od, Ma'od, Sarach HaDayin Lizar, Shelo Licha Shochat. So a dayin has to be exceedingly careful not to take Shochat. The term Ma'od, Ma'od appears with great infrequency in Torah and Shulchan Aruch. It does appear in the context of Ribbis, where it says Ma'od, Ma'od, you have to be nisar about Ribbis. It appears in the context of Harchakos from women, to be a misrachik from inappropriate connections or relationships with women, and appears in the context of a doctor and the heter lerafos under certain circumstances. There's a lashon of ma'od ma'od as well. Ma'od ma'od is not a very common term in Shulchan Aruch, but here ma'od ma'od sarach adayin lizar shelo likach shochad afilu zakos es zakai, even if it's shochad to get the did right, that's the lashon, that's the pasuk. Fine, then it says that shochet isn't only shochet mamonos, also shochet dvarim, any form of shochet. Now we have sifei hanotu skar ladin called din of shehen shedan b'telim. So someone who takes money to be done, din of b'telim. Elam ken yadua shelenotel b'am skar, unless that rush, the Ramban, that you know in this particular case you wear notel skar. Fine. So what is the difference between the din of Shochad and the din of Notel Schar Ladin? The Tosus is bothered by this question. If you look back on page 1 of the handout, Tosus on Daf Kav Tesem and Aleph and Bukhor is Dibur Maskel Mani B'chinam. Tosfos asks, "Vimtomar v'shocha lo sikach dekasa rachmana lamali." So if I already has a din, now the question is, what's the starting point? What's the more intuitive halacha? But the way Tosfos frames the question is, if I have this din of notas charladin, what a shocha der? He could have asked the question the other direction. V'la pirachi the trei mili ninu kidemucha b'reish perek basa d'ksubis, where this din also appears. The Torah's agra. Hainu schar tircho, the betaras shochet, hainu lishtadu laduno yafa. The lafach b'schusa. The difference between shochet and notas schar ladun is what is the interest of the paying party. Is the interest to come to a certain conclusion? So even if it's to get the din right, you're paying shochet so that the dayan, you're encouraging him to get the din right, but your interest is in a certain outcome. So where the interest is in a certain outcome, that's shochet. Where the interest is in the outcome per se, it's simply to pay him for his efforts. That's the din of a notel scarladun, dinav vitalim. Okay. But what heterim exists for dayanim to get paid? So as we alluded to earlier, there is a din of scar batala that emerges from the Gemara here a little bit more explicitly in Ksubis. If you look at the previous Tosfos here on Kaf Tes Amud Aleph, a notel schar ladun dina betalim, vada tanan mechura dayin, shenotel schar ladun, ela shedin of din. So elsewhere it says that din of is din, and here it says ein din of din. What's the difference? So that Gemara explains in Ksubis, the difference is whether it's agar betela demuchach. So if it's a reasonable schar batala, so that's a discussion in Poskim, how do we define reasonable schar batala? So at least if we know the definite schar batala is the case where, if not for the fact that he was sitting in this Torah, he actually had another job lined up that he would have gotten paid a certain amount of money for. It's more questionable in a case where he wasn't planning to do anything that day. In theory, he could have gotten another job, but he didn't bother. He would have just as well stayed home and not gotten paid. So then that's a little bit more complex how you define or could define schar batala. So the easiest schar batala is where he had a job lined up. He definitely would have gotten paid a certain amount had he not signed the din Torah. So that's the classic dispensation for paying a dayan. That's what it says in the next line of that sif in sif A. A schar batala would be permissible. The shach over here in sif katan zayin quotes a bach. That this din of a nota scarlad din of betel, maybe that only applies to din, to technical din. But usually when we're done, we try to be down alpi pshara, not alpi din. It's dangerous to be down alpi din. If you get it wrong, the consequences are pretty severe. If you're down alpi pshara, so then you have more leeway. So we always try to be down alpi pshara. So if you're down alpi pshara, so maybe this technical halacha of a nota scarlad din of betel doesn't apply because it's not really din. It was not really din, so then there would be a dispensation to get paid. So that's potentially another heter.
So the assumption is that this whole sugya of anozal skaro ladun is talking about before the fact. I mean, right. Similar to the case of shochet, before you render the judgment.
Correct.
But after the judgment is after you've done your duties and you've paskened and you've stated your case, so then.
And the psak has been rendered.
The psak has been rendered. Right, because the fact that Tosfos is bothered by that question.
Right.
I mean, you could think of a pashat the tiluk, right?
Right.
It's right. That obviously, over here we could be thinking about after, whereas shochet obviously is before you.
Right, no, it's definitely the case before. Would anyone say that there is a violation of a notas charladun? But that really no till Sarladun if the tzak has already been rendered.
Right, why should it matter maybe if it's based upon mani b'chinam?
Right.
If ultimately it's based upon what the work that you did, who cares when you get paid? Or but if it's ultimately rising from that, why it should make a difference?
Right, no, I agree with you. Right, I agree with you. Right, but the fact that Tosfos hits these two together and says that there's some sort of, conflict between shochad and this halacha seems that Tosfos understands this halacha to be dafka beforehand. Before you run.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if it's beforehand, what's the answer? In other words, Tosfos is answering there's two types, shochad and anotus harladin, but isn't it a kol shekin? If you can't take harladin beforehand, isn't it a kol shekin you can't take shochad? What's the answer? Isn't the answer that it's proof of this, that anotus harladin is a problem even after?
Well, that what Tosus says.
That's what you would have expected.
Isn't that what Tosus is saying, though?
Maybe it is. No, Tosus is saying that the difference is what's your orientation. They're both before.
Well, then. The answer is that if you're paid,
why is it a culture game?
If you can't pay someone for notel schar,
right,
to try to affect directly the din, certainly you can't take shochad. How does it answer the question of why do you need the pasuk of osidach shochad?
Right, so that's the better question is why did Tosafot frame the question that way? I would have expected, even if this is a din d'oraisa of an otos schar ladon, but it's not a beferish of pasuk.
Right.
Shochad is a beferish of pasuk. I would have framed the question, right, once I have the pasuk of shochad, what's an otos schar ladon? Right. So why does Tosafot frame the question that way? I'm not sure. I would have framed it the other way, right, and then I think Yehuda's point is correct that it definitely applies before
because that's the whole
nidon over here, but does it apply after as well?
Yeah.
So I don't remember if that's discussed explicitly here on the page. So let's just go back for a minute to that comment of the Ramah that the Misadri Gittin, that they're only getting paid for the lima, so to speak. Ella Lima Bamba. So Nataz argues on that. Nataz over here at Sifkat and Basin and Seder Aget says he doesn't understand why, what does that mean that it's only the Lima? You're doing, you're affecting a din of some sort, just like Chalitza. By Chalitza, says the Ramah's explicit, that you're not allowed to get paid for Chalitza, even Skarbatel is a potential issue. So why is this different than Chalitza? Nataz thinks that it is a problem, technically speaking, it is a problem even for a Mesadr get to be paid. But it wouldn't be possible if it's not like a din, notas farlada and dina betela. But here, the get is the act of the Baal, it's not the act of the Mesadr get. So it's lav kol kamine to possible get because he's getting, he shouldn't be paid as a Mesadr. But ultimately, it's not his get, it's the Baal's get. So it's not going to possible the get, but it's still inappropriate to be notas far. That's the position of the Taz.
This definition of the Mechaber of Schar Betola is a very narrow definition. I mean, we tend to think of it broader than that. Kagon Shishan Amlocha, you do a lot, so it's
B'shach. Right, that's what I'm saying. That's the definition of Schar Betola that everyone would agree to, and other cases are more problematic. It's not as B'shach that you have to...
I mean, someone does this for... This, all he does,
right?
He wouldn't be able to get paid a cent, right?
Now, so some person discussed that if it's his day job, is that getting paid for the din...
Right.
If you get paid by the case, so then if you get paid a salary to sit in the office, and then whenever there's a din Torah, you sit in the din Torah, you're not getting paid for the din, you're getting paid for your day job. If you're going to get paid per case, and then that's more complicated. So it could be you can rely on the fact that it's shara, or you have to cheshbon what's a reasonable shkar betola. That gets complicated. So if you could base yourself on the pshara, that's easier to work with. One final thing where this is relevant, in Notas Karlada, what about a dayan who takes money for geiris? So in general, you find in the world that there's an inverse proportion between the money charged for geiris and the quality of the geiris. People who do substandard geiris usually get paid a lot more money for it than the people who do good geiris. So leaving aside the quality of the geiris, but in theory, if a person is notas karladim, like if you read the indictment against the former chief rabbi, one of the biggest allegations against him in the indictment was collusion in certifying a certain geiris where there's a kickback in well into the six-digit figures. So a notas karladim, so if there's a... One could argue... Again, we've discussed previously, geiris is definitely a maisa bezdin. You need dayanim mikra din. It's a real act of dayanim. So if you're going to get paid, so maybe you could argue schar batala, but if it's going to be something more than schar batala, so you run into this potentially serious issue of an otos haladim. Shturmach has a shuva about this. Chelak aleph siman tav reish beis. He raises this issue that if you have dayanim who get paid an unreasonable amount of money, maybe even a reasonable amount of money, but they're getting paid for the geiris, that could cast dispersions on the kashrus of the geiris because of this din of an otel schar ladun Dina Vitalim. Rabbi Willis suggested maybe it's a limud zchus that if the rabbi is getting paid also teaches the gerus candidate, so then you could argue you could get paid for the classes. But if the dayan never met the person before and they're not teaching at all, they're just getting together the bezdin, getting paid for the bezdin, and to the tune of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, as is the going rate in some places that do substandard gerus, so then you have a major, aside from the fact that the gerus is maybe no good for other reasons, but that's a serious issue of either shochad or an otel schar ladan. Could be more shochad than okay, so it could be more shochad, but in either event, that's a potentially serious issue that could cast major aspersions on the kashrus of the gerus. Okay, I think that's it for the season.
I think so. There's a chassid next. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Great. Shach.
Thank you. The I don't recall offhand. I thought it was in the context of get. The Gemara doesn't have a concept of desire le apshiti de safra. Shita Zafra is only by Shtarei Mamo, it's not by
I don't think the Gemara says explicitly by a get.
No, I don't know.
I don't think so.